Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome back to Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers. You know who I am. It's the Paranormal Poppy, Jawan Mass. What's going on, fellas?
And don't forget about the bad boy of paranormal himself, the illustrious, the handsome, Daylon Spratt, baby.
Well, you know, hey guys, it's me, of course, you know, the international player himself, the Marcus Harvey. And I'm actually out here living my best life, man, on tour with Nas and Guns N' Roses, fellas.
Hey, hold on, hold on.
Wait.
You with Nas? And y'all got guns and roses?
And roses?
Wait. You sound like a man with two jobs.
Yeah.
And man, I'm a man with many jobs. You know I'm a Jamaican. This episode's going to be a great one. I'm just going to let you guys know. Because this one, I'm telling y'all, this is about to be popping.
Bro, it's the last episode of season two, man. We got to go out with a bang, bro. They bless us with a season two. We got to secure a season three.
So we got to leave it all on the track.
Hey, man, listen. Ghost Brothers on me. Ghost Brothers on three. One, two, three.
Ghost Brothers.
Ghost Brothers.
Just because you out of town, you think he's trying to act funny.
You think he's trying to go solo?
Yeah, he's trying to go solo.
Just know, Marcus and the Ghost Brothers will be coming out next summer if this doesn't work. Just letting you guys know.
We've said this a long time. There are no Beyoncés in the group. Marcus, you are not going solo. This is not NSYNC and you're Justin Timberlake. Just know that, like, this is the Ghost Brothers. There's three of us. It's not two and one. You're not going solo, bro. I get you. Being abroad can change your perspective on some things, but come back.
Hey, man, but you got to admit, guys, this has been an amazing season, man. We've connected with our listeners all across the world. Like, I mean, we had a lot of fun, man. Who was just some of the few people we talked to this season?
Man, Jack.
Oh, we definitely talked to Jack. Don't forget Gabriella Hurtstick, the witch.
Patrick Bryce. Can't forget him.
Angela Johnson, Riaz, you know, she came through talking about what's happening, even had a ghost happening on her podcast.
Bro, we talked about everything from dolls to trees to creepiness in forests to hitchhiking. Man, it's like, man, this season here, this might have been our best work yet when it comes to podcasting.
But listen, but before we all start tearing it up, guys, let's go to this excellent show we have in store for our fans. We're determined to go out with a bang. Y'all ready?
Yes, yes. We have the brilliant actor, film, television, stage, Chad L. Coleman. Y'all know the man, Cuddy from The Wire, Tyrese from The Walking Dead. David, you was on the episode of The Walking Dead, wasn't you?
Listen, Marcus, I love the fact that no matter where we are, you like to remind people of my on-screen debut on The Walking Dead.
It was a strong debut. I'm always going to support my friends. But listen, we got a real actor this time.
What's up, everybody? This is Chad L. Coleman. I'm a professional actor and producer, and also have my own podcast, the Humble Hollywood Podcast with Chad. But, you know, I do my thing as an actor. I'm The Wire, The Walking Dead, and All American, The Orville, you know. So that's what's up.
Man, I love talking to Chad, man. Listen, man, we talked about everything, boss, man. We talked about The Walking Dead, you know, acting, everything.
All right, you know what it is. Let's get to our urban legend of black-eyed children.
Wait. You gonna have them call the police on us?
Listen, we covered it a little bit on season one. We had an interview with Dave Schrader, and we talked about it. But now we're gonna talk about it in a little bit more detail. I know y'all remember.
You know what? When I researched it online, these black-eyed children were scary as a bug. I was like, dang!
You know, the ones that resemble children between the ages of like 6 and 16? That's a wide gap.
Man, between listen, the ages bro, of 6 and 16. How do you even get that number? Who did the survey? How old are you, black-eyed child? 16. Right. Yeah. We got about 12, 16 of them. We got about 12, 16. 16. Yeah, we got about 12, 16 around here.
They middle school. You know what's crazy, though? A lot of people claim to have seen these little black-eyed babies in real life. They say they like they.
I don't like how you say that. I don't know.
The do black eyed like babies. I ain't be honest with you. It's almost racist.
It feels very racist.
It sounds very racist. Like you little black eyed. Listen here, you little black eyed baby.
That's your tone.
That's your tone.
Say, do you know how crazy? Did you know the legend says like these black eyed babies like will literally pop up in the backseat of your car, or they'll just be knocking out your door. And like,
I don't like how these legends are going, man. This sounds very Karen-ish. This sounds like these little black-eyed babies.
They're outside knocking on my door.
They're in my car. They're in my car.
Ma'am, were they black? No, they're a black-eyed baby.
The eyes were black. Now the skin was pale, but the eyes were black.
How old did you say they look? They were.
Around 6 to 16. I mean, you know,
it's
wide range, but
dang. But that's crazy because they talking about how like they be knocking on the doors, and that just made me think, bro. You know how many times I played Ding Dong Ditch? Somebody could have really been like, "That's a black eyed baby out there knocking on the door."
Yeah, yes. Wait, because you had, I know for a fact. I know for a fact, Damon, there was a lot of years where you looked like you were between the ages of 6 and 16.
You're right, bro. You're right, bro.
There had at least be a 10-year period.
It was a 10-year so period. I fit that description.
He looked that way now.
Say, but look, to even make matters worse, everybody that's bumped into one of these black-eyed babies say they immediately feel a sense of, like, dread and sorrow and grief.
But why do you think that they're here, though?
A lot of people think the black-eyed children are aliens trying to reach out to Earth. And others think they're the devil. So if you let them into your home, you'll be letting in who? The devil.
Wait, hold on a second. That's really extreme. So you go from right. 6 to 16
right.
to either an alien or the devil.
Or the devil.
It can't be nothing in between an alien and the devil.
All I'm saying.
Come on, man.
Teddy could have had a drug addiction. You know what I'm saying?
He could have. Listen. That could have been a small white man who had a long, vengeful night. And we will never get him that proper help that he needs because we're thinking that he's a black-eyed baby. No, he's only 5'5". He's 5'5".
With eyeliner?
With eyeliner. He had a long night. It's a long night.
Hey, Marcus, man, I'm not going to lie to you, bro. That was creepy as hell, man. But we got to get to our listener submissions, you know? You know, all of our favorite extended family members. But on this occasion, we actually have a submission from Abigail Taylor, who's live and direct from New York and wants to share her story and what she knows about little black-eyed babies.
This is a story about the black-eyed children that I heard from a friend of mine who's a medium and clairvoyant. So one night, her friend in Florida, it's 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, he's getting ready for bed. He hears a knock at the door. He looks at his doorbell camera and sees that there's no one there, so he ignores it. He hears a knock again. He looks at the doorbell camera, still no one there. And then the knocking continues and becomes very urgent. So he goes to answer the door, and standing in front of him are two kids in very tattered clothing. He said it looks sort of like hoodies. And they had their faces looking down at their feet. They wouldn't look up at him. And he's like, "Are you okay? Do you need help?" And they said, "Please, we need to come in." And he said, "Oh, I'll call the police. Where are your parents? What can I, you know, how can I help?" And they just kept saying, "Please, we need to come in. We have to come in." And it was at that point that he closed the door. So he goes to bed and he wakes up the next morning with fever and chills.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you where.
Damn.
That's why.
Hey, that's the definition of fuck them kids.
100%.
Fuck them kids. Get them goddamn kids out of my way.
I'm going to tell you this, though. Like, if I have a door camera and I still hear a knock and they don't see him on the door camera, I'm not opening the door.
That's fair.
Why am I opening the door?
Because you're responsible, Juwan. All right, y'all. So what about those paranormal experiences that shaped you, the listeners, our family members? Now, do any of y'all have any stories that y'all want to share with the Ghost Brothers?
If so, we want your voice on our podcast. Go to ghostbrotherspodcast.com and holler at your boy.
So thank you so much for that, Abigail, for sharing that story. Now, we're off for a little break, so you make sure to come back for our interview with Chad L. Coleman.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, everybody. We are blessed to have one of our time's greatest actors, man. You guys have seen him all over the place, man. This man is brilliant. And you guys have seen him on The Walking Dead as Tyrese, the warm babysitter. You also know him as Cuddy from The Wire. Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together on Urban Legends right now. A legend. Mr. Coleman, thank you so very much for coming in. Please let the people know who you are. I mean, you've got to speak from your heart and let them know who you are.
What's up, everybody? This is Chad L. Coleman. I'm a professional actor and producer, and also have my own podcast, the Humble Hollywood Podcast with Chad. But, you know, I do my thing as an actor. I'm The Wire, The Walking Dead, and All American, The Orville, you know. So that's what's up.
As you know, sir, we're a ghost hunting team, you know, and I'm one of the three. But can you tell me your views of the paranormal? And have you ever seen a ghost yourself?
Let me think. The eerie part about The Wire was so many, like, dilapidated homes that seemed unlived in. So that was spooky from one perspective. And then the other would be when someone would poke their head out the window in that domicile and say, I am the effing wire. So that was a very real experience that, and they would always tell us not to walk alone from our trailer to set and things of that nature. But more than anything else, the row houses just had a very, very eerie feel to them.
Because they were like the tomb.
Yeah, and you could feel that kind of energy for sure. As far as The Walking Dead, it was the night shoots, you know, when we was out there deep, deep, deep in the woods, you know.
What was like one of the scariest joints that you ever had happen?
We had a night shoot and it was at the church. And and we had a scene where we had to go out. I forget who we were looking for, but that thing got really, really real because we were deep, deep in the woods. And they were shooting like a distance from us, just giving us space to really feel the aura and the energy of that environment.
This show, we cover the urban legend of Black Eye Children. Have you ever seen any?
No, enlighten me, bro.
Bro, listen, but it's like this urban legend, like these guys who see like little pale kids who have circles around their eyes. It's kind of like an omen, you know, it's just very weird. What are some, like, you know, you said you grew up in Virginia. What are some of the legends you heard of growing up about in Virginia?
Yeah, I think it's more along the lines of the spirit and souls of the enslaved that we lost. Because I guess, I don't know, it's not the auction block. It was the dock. Slave trading dock. It's a huge spot in Richmond, but there's a whole trail. They could take you on a tour of the enslaved coming through Richmond and the Underground Railroad activity and things of that nature. But so it's just the lingering spirit of those we lost. That's the thing that you could just feel the ache of that. You know, that's something that really resonates.
Have you ever seen like a spirit or anomaly or something like that before? Being in Virginia like that? I mean, I've heard a lot of stuff about that. You know, we've done some plantation stuff. You can feel the energy is totally different from when we do it versus other, like, you know, investigation teams, because we're, you know, they're our ancestors. And, you know, yes. it's just unique for us to like go back to these places and really feel it. So have you ever had any type of experience and seen anything in Virginia like that?
The feel of, like, believe it or not, you know, they would take us to like Mount Vernon and Monticello. So Mount Vernon is the home of George Washington, and Monticello is the home of Thomas Jefferson. You know, walking around those grounds and being able to go into the enslaved quarters was just, you could feel without a doubt. I can't say that I visually saw something, but the feeling was incredibly palpable of the spirits that just linger and remains. But then again, and I think you intimated towards this a bit, with my brother being a minister and then the spiritual aspect of things, you know what I mean? So with like speaking in tongues and things of that nature, that would definitely give you a sense of that kind of eerie power of the spirit or calling up the ancestors type of deal, you know?
When I was growing up, I used to just think there was just the Holy Spirit. You know, I was like, that's the Holy Spirit I'm playing with. I'm playing with other spirits, you know what I'm saying?
But there it is.
Very interesting and eye-opening, to be totally honest, to kind of investigate and like really, you know, seek out like what's out there, you know, like that does represent us. Like you said, you know, seeing what our ancestors are, if they're still there, you know what I'm saying? It's just cool. It's just a cool aspect, man.
No question. It more like you would see, you see the spirit enter someone and just take them over. And then they would lay hands. I've seen that for sure. And, you know, and I've seen, you know, what do you call it, man? You know, when you catch the Holy Ghost and you start
this, shouting.
Yes.
They start shouting.
Oh, listen, they start going up and down the aisle in the church.
My pastor used to lay hands on folks.
Right.
I could catch folks like I was Randy Moss. I'm not going to be funny. I was catching one hand, two hands. Catching cats. Some of them cats almost got concussed if it wasn't for me. Yeah. Catching them from their head hitting that pool pit. But.
Yeah,
you know,
check this one out right quick. So
yeah.
I saw my mother, right? I saw her catch the spirit, right? And she started bucking and moving and bucking and dancing, and then she fell out. And then she fell, and then her dress was up, and she got up, pulled her dress down, and fell back down.
Oh, she. Hey, man, listen. The spirit is decent. Is what the word says. Decent. The spirit is decent and in order. So she knew what it was, and in order. So she gonna keep him right.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know what I'm
spirit
saying?
Was looking out for.
Looking out for, hey, baby.
Take care of that.
I know I laid you out this way. I know I laid you out this way, but let's go ahead and lay you out the right. Come on. All right, now go back.
Indeed.
Now proceed. Now proceed. Rest in me. Rest in me. There you go. You know what I'm saying? So, Chad, I know we got a role. I know we got some, I know you got a very dope, busy. So what are you working on right now? What are you working on personally right now?
So I'm working on the Orville, and through COVID, it took us a couple of years, but we finally got season 3 out on Hulu right now. So go stream that and have an amazing experience. All my sci-fi lovers, do that. You know, that's with Seth MacFarlane. That's with sci-fi joint with Seth MacFarlane on Hulu. And that was an amazing series. And I got to play, I was typecast. I played an alien. They finally know who I really am. And so that's
word is it. Yeah. Well, can you tell the people where they can find you, sir?
Oh, at Chad L. Coleman. That's on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, at Chad L. Coleman. And you can also check me out on Humble Hollywood W. Chad. The W is for with. Humble Hollywood W. Chad, or at Chad L. Coleman.
Man, well, thank you so very much for taking the time out to even talk to your boy, share your story. I'm always impressed by everything that you do, sir. You know, I'm really glad that you were able to stop by and just kick it with me, bro.
Thank you.
Hey, fellas, man, a great conversation, man. Him talking about The Walking Dead was crazy. All that stuff, it was just wild.
Did he say that the cast missed me?
This is not about you.
Because we going to carry on, but I just want y'all to let y'all know, I quit The Walking Dead to do Ghost Brothers.
Walking Dead definitely came before Ghost Brothers.
Listen, man, this is how much I love y'all that believed in the idea, man.
Man, but look, it's time for the very special moment in our podcast, and you know that's our game. Are you guys ready for this game?
Hell no.
Yep. Let's go. I'm ready. I got a lot of research on my belt. Come on.
This is the game of black-eyed children.
Oh, my gosh. This is racist.
Who's going to win?
It is your tone about it. I just don't like it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I feel like it's different if you say black-eyed children and black-eyed babies. Daylan be calling them black-eyed babies.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
My bad, y'all. That does have a hint of southern flavor.
Y'all ready?
All right.
My bet is that Marcus will get it as just... He spoke to Chad recently. You know what I mean?
That's so cheating. That's not fair, but let's go. I know my stuff too, man.
Sorry, but I wanted to do this a little warm-up. You ready?
Yep.
The black-eyed children urban legend originated where? Which country?
Texas. They white, so somewhere in Europe.
Let's say Norway.
Man, we're going to say Oslo, Norway. Marcus is in the home of the black-eyed babies.
Okay, so... You're saying the black-eyed children urban legend originated in Oslo, Norway.
Yes, for 500, Alex.
Is that your final answer too, Marcus?
I mean, shoot, I'm still going to be ahead. Go ahead.
Ooh, got it. You both are wrong. Okay.
Cool.
It was...
I'm just dying.
It was actually the United States, bro. It was USA.
That sounds like some old racist-ass USA shit, man.
Bro, you weren't far off. You know,
I said Texas. Where in the USA started...
Some people actually claim to see these children have existed since the 1980s. However, most sources say the legend originated in 1996 in a post written by a Texas reporter named Brian Bethel.
I quit. I won. Game over. No, that's like 37 points in one. Y'all laughed at me.
I got to give that.
Texas ain't a country.
Okay, calm down.
United States. What? It was freed from the Constitution. With all that shit, y'all. Hey, man, listen.
We didn't say nothing.
I don't know where he went with that.
Say, man. But
like, I give you
a half a point for getting the fact that the article originated from a Texas reporter.
Now, y'all know I ain't never been here before, guys. I ain't never been in this winning place before.
Yeah, you ain't never been in the league before.
Let's go for question number two. What are they typically found doing? These black-eyed children, what are they typically found doing?
It's hitchhiking and begging.
Okay. My man gonna give us three answers.
Right. I'm gonna go with loitering.
That's a really good one. That's a really good one.
Yeah. That's very understandable.
It is. To be wrong.
Yeah. I can see that.
Marcus,
okay, cool.
You get a point. It is begging, hitchhiking, and trying to enter your house.
Oh, that's three. That's 3 points right there.
Hold on.
Marcus gets a point.
That's from the three.
Hold on.
That's from the three.
So the score is one. Daylan has half a point. Daylan, you're at half a point. Marcus is at 1 point. Next question. What movie was made about the Black Eyed Children?
In Situ.
Wrong Turn. Okay. Wrong Turn. No. That's it. Wrong Turn. No.
No. No. Both of you guys. Okay,
go.
Wrong.
Go ahead.
What is it?
The movie's called Let Me In. It's an aspiring filmmaker who embarks on a journey investigating the haunting stories behind Black Eyed Children phenomenon. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Reports of Black Eyed Children have occurred in the U.S. since when?
86.
Bro, since the 80s, for real, man.
That was 86.
Like around the 80s.
Nice. Nice. Seeing as I gave y'all that answer earlier.
Hey, bro, listen.
I give it to you. Both of you guys get a point.
That's you and how you ordered your numbers.
But no, right. It actually started 1980s. Sources suggest the legend originated from a 1996 article. So you both get a point. And today, the winner is... This is wild. By 1 point, or I guess by a half a point, I should say, Marcus Harvey.
Boy, they be cheating that boy daily, boy. They be cheating that boy daily, boy.
The game is just not his strong suit.
They be cheating that boy daily, man. My man give you the egg.
Marcus, great job on that one. Daylin, I appreciate you showing up. Thanks for your participation. But can you believe that is all we have time for today?
Man, that sucks, guys. Man. That sucks. I hate when I have to leave y'all, man. Talking to y'all is like talking to my family.
I would like to think so. I would like to think so, bro. Yeah, we spend a lot of time together.
Yeah, we do. All right, y'all. And if this is the last of season two, we need for y'all to make sure y'all subscribe and write us a review if y'all want us back for season three now.
We want 5 stars from wherever you get your podcast. We need that review.
Look, man, if you even thinking about giving us 4, you better curl your hand up and put it right back in your pocket.
You bet not.
And that's it for Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers.
We love y'all. Holla.
Thank you so much to everybody coming along on this journey with us, man. We really can't wait for you to do it again. We're going to miss you. And this is Jawan Mass, the Paranormal Poppy, signing out for a short time, not a long time.
Oh, my man. I'm tired of Jawan, Marcus. I'm tired of him, bro. He always got something new to say. But don't forget about the bad boy of paranormal himself, Daylin Spratt.
And I'll holler at you guys because this is your man, D. Marcus Harvey, and I got to go down there for lobby call. Holla.
Peace. Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers is produced by Neon Hum Media for Discovery Plus. For Discovery Plus, our executive producer is Marissa Lucy. For Neon Hum, our executive producer is Shower Morris. Our lead producer is Crystal Genesis. Our associate producer is Chloe Chobel. Our production manager is Samantha Allison. Music by Asha Ivanovich. Concept by Odelia Rubin and Shara Morris. And our show is engineered by Mark Bush and Lila Williams.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.